USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal agents who patrol the U.S. border will deploy to sanctuary cities across the country where local jurisdictions are hindering immigration enforcement. The deployment of Customs and Border Patrol agents, some with tactical training, to the interior of the country represents another escalation in the confrontation between the Trump administration and the local jurisdictions that have set up roadblocks to immigration enforcement. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Matthew Albience said additional forces are needed because people without legal authorization to be in the country are being released from local jails into sanctuary cities before his agents can take them into custody. The acting director did not disclose when or where the agents would be deployed, but an official disclosed details not provided in the statement, saying the major sanctuary cities such as San Francisco, New York, Atlanta, Boston, and Detroit will be involved. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
China reported 143 virus deaths and a dip in new cases, while the head of the World Health Organization praised the country's efforts to contain the disease, saying they bought the world time and that other nations must make the most of it. France, meanwhile, reported Europe's first death from the new virus, a Chinese tourist from the Hubei province, where the disease emerged. The United States was preparing to fly home American passengers quarantined aboard a cruise ship in Japan. China reported 2,641 new cases in the last 24 hours, raising its total to 66,492. Mainland China's death toll rose. President Donald Trump is out to rev up his appeal with a key voting demographic, NASCAR fans, as he takes on the Daytona 500. Trump will be the second sitting president to attend the 500 after George W. Bush in 2004. This year, Trump will serve as Grand Marshal and give the command for drivers to start their engines. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Climate change activists stole the show on the opening day of London Fashion Week, stopping traffic with street protests as they demanded the cancellation of the British capital's five-day style extravaganza. Dozens of protesters from the Extinction Rebellion group drew attention and anger from drivers as they fired colorful smoke flares into the air and blocked busy intersections in central London. Some protesters wore gas masks and dresses made of chains, while others carried placards reading, "No fashion on a dead planet." The stakes are high when a major civic exercise involves a large population, new technology that has not been thoroughly tested, and an entire country waiting on the results. Just ask the organizers of the Iowa caucuses, which offered a cautionary tale on the technological woes that could befall a big political event. Some observers worry this year's census carries the same potential, except on an infinitely larger scale. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.